John Pett started off by saying may I ask for the opportunity from Lumpo Anan, Lumpo Mahasomchai, and all of the monastic community here to speak on the Dhamma. So today it's one of the days that we have together in this online retreat practicing the Dhamma together. And you are here from, some of you in Thailand and some from overseas. And Lumpo Anan has already come and given you many Dhamma talks already, many teachings. And so he asked me to come and just give a little bit of Dhamma to you, a bit of a guidance as to the way of practicing the Dhamma. And so, Pome Grubajan, so our kind of mother and father and guide, master in the Dhamma, that he has given you kind of a lot of teachings. So I'll just talk a little bit about practicing the Dhamma. But before I get into that, may I express the joy that I find in all of the merits that you are creating. Those of you here in Thailand, and those of you overseas, and staying in many different countries, and that you have willingly given up your time in order to come and put the Dhamma into practice. And it's really not easy to do that, to be able to give your time like this to come on a meditation retreat. But you've all managed to do that because you see the benefit in it, in training your mind, in cultivating your mind, in following the teachings of the perfectly self-awakened Buddha, and in the awakened teachers who have given you this path of practice. And you have this belief that if you train your mind in this way, then this will bring goodness. It's like our bodies, that we nourish them with food and oxygen. In our minds, we nourish with the Dhamma, and through practicing the Dhamma, bringing our hearts to peace. So therefore, all of you see how a peaceful heart has great benefit. You have this faith, belief in the ways of practice and the teachings of the great teachers, that practicing these things are good. And they give energy to our hearts. Because we can see how we can put that into use in our daily lives. So in our occupations or just whatever it is that we're doing in our life. For that to go well, then our hearts need to be in a good state. And we see how in this current day and age that there can be a lot of agitation, things really stirred up because of just how much information and news there is that we can receive through our phones or on the TV. Some of that news is good news, some is bad news. But when we receive that information or watch that, then all of those feelings and all of that information gets stored away in our minds. And then when we work and we have to be with other people, and that can be difficult as well. And so if we train our minds, then this gives us peace, and we're able to be in society in a good way. We're able to be intelligent in the way that we speak and we communicate with one another. We don't allow these unskillful or negative moods to accumulate in our mind. Because in the Buddha's teachings, what's encouraged is for us to create goodness. And so we do that and create goodness. We create our barami, our spiritual virtues. And as the teachers have said, there are three means of that. So there's generosity and there's virtue and there's the cultivation of the mind. And so the selfless giving, the looking after of the precepts, and making our minds higher. And this development of the mind, that this is the peak of goodness. And all of this goodness that we accumulate and gather up within ourselves, all of the merits that we have done within our lives. And then if we need to carry on traveling through the cycle of samsara between birth and death, that we can be encouraged that we'll be in a good state. Because in the cycle of samsara, there's the human world, and there's lower than that as well, and there's also higher, the divine world. But if we're intent on cultivating our barami, then in each life that we get born, then we accumulate that within our hearts. So when we're practicing the Buddha's path, we take sila, virtue, as our foundation. And that can give us 1 degree of peace of our minds. So we need for our minds to be very firm in non-cruelty and non-harming. And to keep these 5 precepts well, to have a heart of kindness towards all beings. So these 5 precepts, what are they? And it's likely that all of you know that already. Is to not kill any life, whether that's humans or animals. To not take others' wealth. To not engage in sexual misconduct. To not say anything which is untrue. And to not consume things which are intoxicating. So if we have these as our basis, then our training of our minds in samadhi becomes easier, that the mind becomes lighter. We have this kindness for other people. We see how we're all friends living together in this world, that all of us wish for happiness. We wish to be freed of all suffering. And so we have this foundation of loving-kindness, and this can lift our hearts up, allows us to cultivate our minds more easily through metta. So we keep these precepts as our foundation, and a step prior to those precepts is the giving aspect, us being generous. And so we help one another, and this may be within the context of Buddhism. And so we may offer food within the monastery or to the monks on alms round. But perhaps you're living in countries where there isn't a presence of monastics, so you can't offer food. But you can do other deeds instead, so you can help out in your society. You can give donations to various charitable foundations. And so we give what belongs to us as a gift to others. And then our hearts can find a pleasure and a contentment and gain energy in that. And that if we see people who are in need of help and we're able to help, then we give our help. And our hearts feel at ease. And so this is merit and this is skillfulness. This is the cultivation of our hearts as well. So we see how we're accumulating this good karma. And so through having done good deeds, then the result that we experience will be good. And this is how the Buddha taught that those the beings receive the results of their karma, that if they do goodness, then they'll receive good. If it's bad deeds, then they'll receive bad results. So therefore, we need to be careful around the actions that we create. And if we wish for happiness, then, and we don't want to experience suffering or agitation or pain, then we should try to only collect goodness, to just collect generosity and virtue and inner cultivation. So bringing our minds up, making them higher. And so if we do these good acts and we accumulate goodness, what we receive is goodness. So perhaps some of you here in Thailand or in other Buddhist countries, so you're able to go and help out in the monastery to offer food to the monks. So you can try doing that to start off with once a week. And if you're able to do that, then you do that. And then after a while, you can make that more frequent. So 2 times a week, 3 times a week, in line with what you're able to do, in line with your means. But if that's something which is hard to do, or you're not in a position to be able to, then you can practice in your home. You can take the precepts there in your house. You can chant, you can listen to the Dhamma of great masters. So whether that is Lompo Anan or other awakened beings who we have an affinity towards and whose Dhamma we like, that when we listen to, we feel joyful, we feel peaceful. And we do that frequently. And it's a good means to increase our wisdom. Because when we listen frequently with a heart that's at peace, then we slowly start to understand more and more. In the beginning, maybe we understand bits here and there and we don't understand other bits. But as we listen more and we practice more, then from that understanding some, not understanding some, then we start to gain more understanding, gain more faith, to gain more firmness in our belief in the teachings of the Buddha and of these great masters. And then from that belief, then we practice following those teachings and really be firm in that practice. And so we set this aspiration that in every life, if we need to get born into another life, in every realm of existence we get born into, that may we meet with these teachings, may we meet with the Buddha's path, may we meet with monks who have practiced well, and may we follow those correct teachings. And the fact that you're able to do that in this life shows that you have a lot of merit, and that you have this firmness of belief in these teachings, and so you're able to come and practice like this. And because we have this faith, this does kind of lead us to the end of suffering. And that's the very peak of Buddhism, that's the end of the path. We call Nibbana the end of all suffering, the putting out of all of the defilements. There's no need to spin around between birth and death through samsara anymore. And so if we're not yet there at the end of the path, then we need to carry on putting in our efforts. to have this firmness in the way that we apply our minds, that we're only going to do good things. We're not going to do anything which isn't good. Like the Buddha taught in the Avadapadimokkha, that the abandoning of all unskillful or evil deeds and the bringing to completion of skillfulness and the purification of the mind. And this is the teachings of all Buddhas. And so like us, we've come to practice the Dhamma like this, which means that we've come to practice our minds, come to make our minds higher, to give them true peace. And this is the peak of merit, of skillfulness within the Buddha's path. But it's also something that is quite hard to do, because it really requires great sincerity, great determination. And especially for some of you who are coming here from, or joining us from overseas, that the time zone that you're in is different. And perhaps for some of the sessions, it's very late or very early for you. It may be 2 a.m., 3 a.m. where you are. But you still have this great determination to practice the Dhamma and to wake up at such an early time in order to come and chant and listen to these teachings with the monastics here. And this is a lot of barami, a lot of spiritual virtue that you are creating and accumulating, that you need to use your kanti barami, so your patient endurance and your virya barami, your energy effort. And for some of you, after waking up so early, then you go off to work. So it's really rare to find people like this within Buddhism, and who are so sincere in their practice. So I wish to give you my praise and also express my rejoice and give you some encouragement as well. So you all come to practice Dhamma online like this. And so may you carry on looking after your Dhamma practice. It's not the case that you just come for these 9 days, and then when this retreat is over, then you give up your practice. You need to carry on practicing. And perhaps it's not as intense as it is during this retreat, because now we have a course that has sessions in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. But what's important is for your practice to be even and continuous, and to make it connect up. And so you may have your meditation session in the morning, maybe in the evening, but just make sure that you do it every day. And perhaps it's maybe just 30 minutes, or at the very least 15 minutes. What's important is that you are continuous with it. And you try also listening to the teachings of Lompo Anan frequently, and which helps to bring your thinking kind of in line with his teachings, and also make your faith that you have more firm within Buddhism. And so we kind of have this faith in these teachings that, well, if I do them, then I'll need to be getting good results from that. Results of happiness, results of goodness, results of growth, of the reducing of the suffering in my heart. Because what I'm doing is such a good thing. And so once we die from this human body, then where will we go to? If we need to get born again, then be due to the presence of defilement in the mind, then we can have an assurance that we'll go to a good place, because what we've been practicing is goodness. We die from the human world, maybe get born into the celestial world as a deva with divine wealth. Or perhaps we get born as a human, but we'll be born into a good place with good family, a good friend, good teachers, and good Dhamma teachers. And then we will just carry on accumulating the goodness that we have until we reach the end of suffering, the end of this path, which is Nibbana. And so may all of you gain this, may you meet with this, and I think this is something which all of you wish for. We have this common aspiration. And so may you meet with good things, receive good things, receive happiness due to the good karma that you have been creating. And may you carry on in your practice of the Dhamma. May you meet with happiness, growth, and success.